message series today, just two messages on renewal. And guys, hey, there's not a whole lot of secret here. If you want to get right with God, you can. Did you hear me say? Oh, if I just hear something new. No, it's the same message. God hadn't moved, you have. I have. He's faithful. He's holy all the time. You ain't, and I ain't. Amen, say. We're the ones that stop. We're the ones that get bent out of shape. He doesn't get bent out of shape. You know why? Because God's God, and He don't get bent out of shape. He's very, very secure. Amen? And though He has yo-yos like you and me, thank God He stays steady. Amen? Say, aren't you glad He's steady? Come on. Whew! So, it's on us to renew our mind, to renew our heart. It's on us to do that. Amen? And so I just like to focus on it. I like to focus on it. At least when I do it all the time, we talk about it, but just give it some focus today. So that's what we're doing today. So let's go with the message. Look at this guy, man. He's got junk all in his head. Look at it. Buying money and money. Look at that. Money's up there a lot right there, baby. You know, that's one of the things we worry about, isn't it? So just what I do, I need, my mind's so messed up. Isn't that what happens? Our head gets sort of off track a little bit, and that leads us down this path. And if I could just get back to God and to simplicity. Amen? Y'all listening? The Bible says if you'll humble yourself, He'll what? He'll lift you up. God resists the who? Proud, but He gives grace to the who? Humble. God wants us to want Him. God wants us to trust Him and believe in Him. Okay? He wants us to be committed to Him. And so there's a lot of scriptures we could give, but we're going to go with a favorite of mine. I got so many favorite scriptures, but a renewal of my mind. Would you say that with me? A renewal of my what? A renewal of my what? Mind. We can talk spirit till the cows come home, but if your head's off somewhere, you messed up. Say, yes or no? I'm just spiritual. You're not spiritual if your head's somewhere else. So how can I renew my mind? Okay, we have the senses, the five senses. We've given a whole series on the senses around here. You know, but the things we see and the things we hear and the things that we think, I mean, just it can mess us up. So how can I get my mind right and how can I get myself back where I need to with the Lord? Well, the word renew means, say it with me, to make what? To make new again. Or what? Revive. That's what the word renew means, to make new again. First of all, you got to tell the devil you're a liar because I have sinned or because I have strayed does not mean I cannot be forgiven. It does not mean I cannot get right back where I was. I can. But we're like that. We even as brothers and sisters in Christ, somebody screws up, does the wrong thing, we want to hold them guilty the day they die. We're horrible, aren't we? Aren't you glad God's not like that? Say. Aren't you glad the scripture's like, if we confess our what? He's what? And to forgive us and to cleanse us from what? Yeah, it says that about Him. It doesn't say that about you and me. You can confess your sin to a brother and he'll still hold it against you till the day you die. God's not that way. Did you hear me? Renewing my mind. It means to be made alive again. It means something there is not well. We know that if the Spirit's in you, we know that if you've been born again, you're born again. You know you had nothing to do with being saved. I had nothing to do with that except putting my faith in Christ. The Bible teaches our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay, God's God. God's not has never judged you on your performance to save you. Did you hear me or not? Aren't you glad? Yes or no? Say. We're not talking about losing your salvation. We're talking about losing that joy in your life, losing that happiness in your life, losing that commitment to Christ. People don't just go fall off the wagon, generally speaking. It's a progression of the mind, making bad choices. So how can I get my mind renewed? The word revive literally means to return to what? Or to what? So we're talking about renewing our mind. I want to return to a consciousness or an effectiveness. Keep looking. We're just looking at the dictionary now. And now we're just bringing in the scripture. So renewal is what? Say this with me. What is renewal, Clark? Here's what it is. Say it with me. To be. And to be what? Now, can we get with it here? Y'all are all right with me. I think I'm putting you to sleep. But hang on. Let's say that again right here. So renewal is to be what? And to be what? How many would make better decisions or would have made a better decision that you screwed up real bad on if you would have been conscious of God? Or would have wanted to be effective for God? But instead, you cared about you, or I cared about me, or I cared about the moment. So renewal or revival is getting that consciousness of God back and being effective for God. And today's the only day you've got. Yesterday's gone. You can't get it. So why live in the past? Yeah, but you don't know I did this and I did that. Have you confessed it? Were you honest? Did you really mean it? I'm not saying if you've hurt people that you're not going to have to deal with that maybe the rest of your life. If the people have been hurt and damaged, they're hurt and damaged. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Say. However, you can move forward. You can renew your mind. You can have a consciousness again of God. And you can have an effectiveness again for God. Yes or no? You're listening today. And guys, we got people in the audience all around us and people we don't even know. Guys, you're struggling right now. This is the key. So often we lose consciousness of God. And we allow the what? To take complete control, making us totally what? Ineffective for God. We're rolling here. Ooh, say this. It's easy to. Yeah. Nobody, the devil doesn't make us do it. Nobody usually twists our arm. It's us. It happens, baby. So that's what we're talking about this morning. Now here's the Apostle Paul, in case you're feeling really spiritual today and you think you're better than other people. Now I'm sorry to be ugly this morning. You're not. Okay? To him that thinks he stands, he should take heed lest he what? Fall. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah, I can't come up with this stuff. It's in the Bible. Here's the Apostle Paul, the man of God, the most religious of all men maybe in the Scriptures other than Jesus. Okay? Pedigree out the wazoo here. And look at him. He's a believer in Christ. He's put his faith in Jesus Christ. He's a leader. Wrote 13 books of the New Testament. Started churches all throughout Asia. Europe area. So let's see how he felt about renewal and about his sin. Paul says, for we know that the law is spiritual. Paul speaking, but I am what? I'm sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. Crazy words through here. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that's what I'm doing. What's he basically saying? I am an idiot. And I struggle, man. I struggle. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more me, no more I that do it, but what? Sin's dwelling in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no what? For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I can't figure it out. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. That's what I am doing. That's the Apostle Paul, guys. You hearing me this morning? Be careful not to jump to judging folks too quick. Work on you. Amen? Say. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more that I do it, but sin that dwells in me. He sort of repeats that again. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil's present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I delight after the law after the inward man. I know inside of me the Spirit's working, and I'm glad for the law, and I appreciate the teaching and the doing this and the not doing that. That's exactly what I should be doing, but I struggle with it. That's what he's saying. And I see another law in my members warring against the law of my what? The law of my what? The law of my what? And bringing me into what? To the law of... I mean, I see the scriptures and it's right and it's good and inside of me that's what I want to do, but then there's something that's in my head that's fighting me and it's the flesh and it's sin and I keep screwing up. That's what he's saying. Now you'll understand his scripture. This is the Apostle Paul writing. Oh, wretched man that I what? But you know what we do today? When we write songs like Amazing Grace, the church is busy to take out words like that saved a wretch like me. Did you hear me or not? That's the church today. If we talk about sin or we, you know, confront you that we need to get right with God, you, that's terrible. I can't believe it. You just preach too hard. We better not open the Bible, and most aren't. Because you're going to find things like this. Are you listening? The Apostle Paul saying, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this, from the body of this what? It's just killing me, man." And something I do, and I've just been doing it lately over the last couple of years especially, I went through some deep struggle, being abandoned, being told that they don't, that you're not loved. That's hard. You know it's hard to say. That's hard. It's hard to deal with. But something else happened during that time, a big battle with my flesh. You hearing me? How many fellows can relate at least? Thank you. And now when I talk to guys because of my pain and because of my own struggle, I can talk more as just a regular person and not just give spiritual answers all the time. It's tough. It's hard to live life down here for God sometimes. Amen? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of what? So he tells us something. If I can keep my mind right, I can fight and I can win this battle. If I can keep my mind right. But if I yield to the flesh and if I yield to my passions, which I'm wanting to do all the time, I'm going to lose. Okay? So we're talking about renewing the mind, a renewal of my mind. Now we're going to fly. There's a war that rages inside of me between the flesh and the spirit. That's what we just talked about. The flesh or the law of sin is encoded in my what? You have DNA. And inside your fancy little helix, whatever they call it, is sin, 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 sin. You'd be surprised how creative you can get with sin. You're really smart. And so am I. It's encoded inside of us. The flesh, encoded in my DNA, and it's in my what? It's in my brain. I've said it before. We're raising little young'uns again. I am. Like a crazy man. But that's okay. We're done. I don't have to tell Danny to fall down and stomp and pitch a fit and cry and scream. I don't have to tell her to go over there and knock Abby in the head with her fist. She just do it. It's encoded in the what? In the brain. Oh, yeah. And to lie. To lie. Dude, kids do something wrong. It's just encoded in their brain. Did you do that? No. It's right there in the DNA. Come on. But because I have faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit is in my heart. It is part of who I am. It's part of my, basically, my emotion now. The Spirit is in my heart, and it's revealed in His what? Book, and through my what? So I have the Spirit now living inside of me. I have His Word to help guide me. And I have my senses. I can actually see other people who've done the same thing, made an absolute mess of their life. Just look at it. And so you can then make maybe better choices through His Word, through your own senses, and live a godly life. Are y'all hearing me? I know this is a little crazy this morning. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man what? Yet the inward man, is there's our word, renewed day by day. Because I have the Spirit of the living God inside of me, whom I can quench, by the way, because of my actions, my behavior, doesn't mean God doesn't love me, but how can He have a part of me and help me in my life if I don't want His help, or if I'm making horrible choices? You listening, say. That's why going to church on Sunday is an awesome thing. But guys, going to church on Sunday and dressing up bad decisions ain't going to fly. Or just hearing a little bit of word every week. Hey, it's great to hear the word like you're doing. But guys, you got a battle and I've got a battle. We need God's help. That's where His word comes in the Spirit. So I know so well how to what? I know so well how to sin against God. You don't have to give me no class. Alright? He gave us 10 commandments on the big 10 on what not to do. Big, 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 big. But nobody gave me a class on 10 sins I need to commit. Did you hear me? See? I know so well how to sin against God. I know so what? How to what? Live for God. And the problem is, when you start to think you know, you be careful. There's a war that's raging inside of me. You ever been disappointed in somebody? They were a believer in Christ and they did something horrible and you're really disappointed. You can't see your hand. Oh, yeah. I don't know why we're disappointed. What'd we do? Put them way up here or something? Wasn't right. Have you known some good people to really make some horrible choices, say? Well, why'd they do it? Well, that's what people do. It's not right. I don't want it for my life because there's consequences for those choices. There's damage, there's hurt, there's pain, there's suicide, there's murder. A lot of things happen with bad choices. God's saying, listen, there's a war raging inside of you, and you need to keep renewing your mind and renewing your heart and have a consciousness of me and know that the best thing you can do is be effective for me. That's what we're talking about. That's where renewal comes in. Can I be conscious of God? Yes, I can be. Can I be effective for God? Say it with me. Yes, and we're going to fly right now because I got to go because Roger's down there going, you'll never make it. A renewal of my mind, I'm going to walk through. We talked a lot already. We've talked a lot already. I took way more time on the Paul scripture than I was going to do, Rog. But we're going to walk through it. I have a nasty, dirty oil that's flowing through my veins. It's my writing, but God has new oil that can be spiritually detected by my brain. And it can empower me to run and operate effectively for Him. Okay? I have dirty oil. That's my DNA and my sin nature. It flows through me. But there's a new oil, a new oil, a new oil, a new oil given to me by the Spirit of the living God that's flowing in me now. It's called a new oil. And I can be effective. And I call it a renew oil of my mind. Say that with me. A renew what? Oil of my mind. A renewal of my mind. A renew what? Oil of my mind. You've got to know that. I got a chance, man, to live for God because God is living in me. I renew oil. I got to call on that. I've got to realize that, not the flesh, but the Spirit. I can do this. I can live for God. Okay? He can help me. Two scriptures that I love, Romans 12, 1 and 2. We're going to do them quickly. And we're going to make them fly, Raj. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And be not conformed to this what? Or the flesh. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewed oil of your what? That you might prove or work out what is that good and acceptable and perfect or complete will that God has for your life. Isn't that a great verse? Let's break it down real fast. One of my favorite verses on the planet. How many love Romans 12, 1 and 2? Been a big help to your life. Let's look at it. Here we go. I beseech you, and I got to fly. I urge you want to have a renewed mind. Say, this is what I'm going to do. I want to live for God. I will not be satisfied with just living in the flesh. I urge you, I beseech you, think that way. Did you hear me? I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. I urge you by what? Whoo, thank you, Jesus. I urge you by the mercies of God. Let God's mercy motivate you. The mercies of God. The word mercy means what? I paid the price for you. I gave my life for you on the cross. I've written your name down the Lamb's Book of Life. I've given you my spirit. You're not alone. You can fight. You can make it. You can do this. I urge you by the mercies of God, by His mercy, have a gratitude for what God has done. Let what Jesus Christ has done for me motivate me to listen to Him, to love Him, and to what? I urge you, Paul, the one that said, it's hard. He said, I urge you, by the mercies of God, you can do this. Remember, price paid. Say it with me. One more time. One more time. One more time. Price paid. Remember, price paid. You fight back. You fight Satan with. The price has been paid for me. I'm not my own anymore. Amen. That you present your bodies. Present yourself. Offer yourself to God. The idea is transparency. Naked. Naked, Lord. I won't hide anymore. I'm naked anyway before you. Offer yourself to God. You want a renewal of your mind? Offer yourself. Here I am, Lord. You see me. You know everything about me. I love the old hymn. Just as I am, I what? I come. That's what I like about fellowship. You can dress any way you want. Come on. He sees everything anyway, right? Why dress it up? Just as I am, I come. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. I belong solely to God. Not myself anymore. Not to anyone else. Not to anything else. You own me. I'm yours. You're mine. A living sacrifice. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a what? With a price. I die to the flesh. Paul said it this way. I die how often? Daily. Every day. A bunch of times a day. How many have to die several times a day? Ooh, it's like the thing doesn't go away. A struggle we all... I mean, Satan has a target, a dart. And it's right where to hit us. So you die several times a day. Amen. Say. Come on. I die the flesh so I can live for Him. I exchange my life for what? His. I want that new oil. I want that new oil. I've been encoded with sin in my DNA. I've got to desire that new oil. I've got to make that decision. It's a battle. I give up my what? For His what? We all have a choice. It's right or wrong. Wrong's in the DNA. It feels good. Yeah. Well, you've got to exchange that. I can exchange that doing that wrong for making this right decision. Keep looking. Which is your what? It's only reasonable, guys, to do what God is saying. Try it on your own. You'll be a failure. Amen. It's only reasonable. It's rational for me to give myself to God if I truly believe Jesus Christ gave Himself for me. If I don't believe it, I shouldn't what? But playing the game. I don't believe Jesus Christ gave Himself for me and that I should live for Him, then just stop living for Him then if you don't believe it. You're going to lose, man. Rational thinking says, what I truly believe, I will truly what? That's rational thinking. If I make this one good decision, make another good decision, and then another good decision, before long I'm going to be a person who makes good choices with God's help. His instruction. Am I boring you to tears this morning? As a man thinks in his heart, so what? Is he? How many times in your life have you sinned, but you already saw that you were a failure anyway, and you've done it before, so it was so easy to do it again? Let me see your hand. As a man thinks in his heart, so what? So is he. And be not conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. I'm going to finish it, Raj, if it kills us. My mind and my thinking must be on the truth of God's Word. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That's just God's way of saying, let me tell you something right now. I made you, I created you, and I know better than you. I'm not picking on you. That's bull. I'm not picking on you. I'm trying to help you, man. Okay? Let God be true, the Bible says, and every man a what? You gonna believe God or not? Tell him if you go do this, it ain't going to work out for you. Yeah, I did or whatever. They said it was good. Well, he's a liar. I love you. I'm your father. He didn't give his son for you. I did. Amen. Come on. And we say, yeah, but. Say that with him. No what? No yeah, buts. If you want the new oil flowing through, you want to live for God, there can be no yeah, buts. Yeah, but. How many ever got in trouble because you said, yeah, but? Yeah, but. And then your butt was, yeah, it was bad. Hey, I got to get past my past if I'm going to get my head straight and my life right. We make excuses about our past, and therefore we can't live for God. I did it in the past, or somebody hurt me in the past. Well, you got to get past your past if you want to get to today. To 9-7, today, 2014. You better get past something if you want to get right here. And have a fighting chance. I want to be conscious of God. I want to be effective for God. Renewal, that's what we're talking about. But be ye transformed. When I conform to this world's system of thinking, I create things that are not what? And are not right and are not what? Good for me. Oh, your DNA head thing, all sin stuff, it'll come up with such creativity. I call it upside down thinking. These ideas or things direct my passion. They direct my decisions, but you got your head in the sand. Yeah, but I'm living for Jesus. You about to choke on dirt. Come on. I need to be what? Transformed. Be transformed. I need my thinking and my passions to be turned right side up. That's what we're talking about, that renewal of my mind. By the renewing of my mind. The renewing of my mind. Dirty oil or fresh oil, guys? That's yes or no? What do you want? Fresh oil. You want to run the rest of your life the way you've always run? Excuse making? Whining? Or you want on 9-7, 2014 to say, you know what, I want to do right in my life. He says he's faithful and just to forgive me if I truly confess my sin. Doesn't that mean the battle's going to end, but it means you make a decision to be conscious of God and be effective for God. That's what we've been talking about. The anointing of God is the transformation of my flesh to God's Spirit. And we're done, Raj, I think. We're close? My flesh to God's Spirit, my mind to God's mind, my ways to what? My will to God's, my character to God's. Okay? That you might prove. I will be in tune. I will be in harmony, it means that I'll be in step. That new oil, you've got to make these decisions in your life that you want this. You don't want to just rely on the DNA, the sin that's just so easily inside of you and me. But I want to have a choice. And that choice is leaning on God. You can be in harmony with God. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? The debate's over. The debate's over. What he says, I will what? Say it with me. What he says, I will what? Do. That's the plan here. Where he leads, I will what? Follow. If he ain't leading there because that ain't right, then I ain't going. Just the way it is. His plan is what? His plan is the what? Is the plan. Do you hear the difference? Say. Not a lot of excuses up there, is there? Do you want to have that kind of life? You're here today. Why do you come? I'm sure it ain't for the hair I got. It ain't for my fancy speaking. Why do you come to church? Why are you here?
I think you're here because something inside of you is drawing you. God wants you to live for Him. You hearing me? You have a chance. Why not take the chance? The past is the past. I want a renewal of my what? A renewal of my mind. Because right there, you can talk spiritual to the cows come home. But if you keep using that brain of yours to make bad choices, you're not going to be spiritual. Yes or no? Amen. Praise the Lord. We did pretty good, Raj. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That was a load.